Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, we are hearing almost on a daily basis about the need for more data centers to keep up with AI technology. And in fact, they just broke ground a couple weeks ago here in Michigan, down in Saline, for the new Barn data center. But there is a lot of public backlash against these utilities. Joining us right now to talk more about why Michigan may be the battleground state when it comes to data centers, from Always On Energy Research, energy policy analyst Sarah Montalbano on the line with us right now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. This is so fascinating to talk about because I feel like there are so many big promises made by these tech companies and so much fear from the public. I'm just wondering if that fear is warranted. What can you tell us?
Thank you. Well, this is a huge topic right now, and obviously my bailiwick is in energy more than anything else, mm-hmm. but you really can't talk about energy without talking about data centers now. And what I think is really interesting about the response that we've seen to data centers is that, honestly, this data center is doing a lot of things that seem to be at least trying to address the problems, you know. Oracle is bringing its own funding for the grid infrastructure upgrades that are going to be needed. So they're paying for it, and hopefully it won't affect the rate base and get spread among other ratepayers. They're also using a closed-loop water system that is going to, you know, reduce the water use a lot over other types of systems. And so I think a lot of the consternation is absolutely about the process. You know, I think this data center is getting national news because of the process problems and that people feel like there's been a lack of transparency, right? And I think all of that makes a lot of sense. But from the technical side, I'm not sure that this data center is doing anything particularly poorly.
But it is going to use a lot of energy. I just wonder if the electric grid that we have in place in this country can sustain all the expansion that's needed for AI technology.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent question to be asking. And the question is really how can regulated, you know, electric utilities actually build as much infrastructure as they need without it making getting onto ratepayer bills. And that's, I think, why we need innovative approaches to this, approaches that help data centers to build their own power, build it off the grid where it can't affect other ratepayers. And an innovation that's, you know, getting traction, it's passed in New Hampshire and has been introduced in a couple other states, is consumer-regulated electricity. And what that allows is for data centers to get speed to power. They're able to build entirely off-grid. They're not connected to the grid at all. And that will absolutely insulate ratepayers from paying any possible, expense on their electric bills. If you're not connected, you obviously can't affect them. So I think, you know, there are ways that data centers need to come at this to see how they can be more thoughtful about it. And obviously, I think the industry has a PR and messaging problem, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they're obviously not conveying appropriately what's going to happen here, and people are nervous about that.
Oh, absolutely. What are questions that local officials should be asking if a data center comes knocking on the door and says, hey, we'd love to locate in your township or your city or your village? What are some of the questions local leaders should be asking?
That's a great question. And, you know, obviously not being in a position like that, I don't know what I would be asking. But I think what data centers and communities need to be thinking about is a little more of the, you know, model that's worked for oil and gas. And oil and gas haven't been storming into communities and just demanding that they, you know, mm-hmm. make space for their projects, right? They've been, you know, longtime members of the community. You know, your local, you know, oil and gas in Colorado will be sponsoring every little league, you know, sign for, you know, 20 miles in the vicinity. And so I think they need to be talking about community benefits and, you know, absolutely seeing how locals can share in the benefits of the data center and make it really clear. And also they need to explain why they're bringing their own infrastructure, they're paying for it, and how that's going to prevent any possible costs from landing on ratepayers. And water use, too. Explaining the technology is important. And I think the tech guys really get lost in the weeds on some of this stuff. And I think they need to explain it in pretty plain terms about, you know, why this isn't going to be as much of a concern as people are worried about.
Yeah, that's a good point. What are some things, like, if you had that job of addressing a community on behalf of a data center, what would you want the community to know?
Yeah, I would want them to understand what the process looks like, because I think in many places it's really about communities feeling blindsided by this, especially in this particular case we've discussed in Michigan. And I think people need to understand where their public comments and their public input can be found and really taken into appropriate account. And I think it needs to be just overall a more transparent process. So I think that's job number one for local governments, for state governments, to say, look, here is how you can have your voice heard on this. And also, by the way, here are, you know, what we know about the project in as much transparent detail as we can. I know, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, NDAs and you know, other things to protect, you know, commercial interests. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. But you have to find a way to explain this clearly to people and to make it very obvious that their participation is wanted, not just tolerated.
We'll be hearing a lot more about data centers, no doubt about it. Really interesting stuff. Sarah, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.